Matthew Secchi here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you another video on the topic of Calvinism. And what I want to talk to you about is the, you know, schizophrenic, crazy God that the Calvinists believe in. And see, the Calvinists, you know, they believe that everything's been chosen by God, that we don't have free will, and yet you can show them verse after verse after verse after verse that talk about us having free will, and then they just choose to deny it. They'll say, you know, yeah, you know, God wants everybody to be saved. You say, why would they agree to that? Because the Bible says he wants everybody to be saved. There's no denying that. And they'll say, but you know, he still doesn't want everybody to be saved. It's like, does he want everybody saved or not? Because if he's the one pulling the strings, why doesn't he just put everybody in heaven? They'll say, well, yes, he does want everybody to be saved. But, you know, because he's so glorious and would have given him even greater glory is to send some of those people to hell. So even though he wants them to be saved, he doesn't really want them to be saved. It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And so the Calvinist God that they believe in, it's this schizophrenic God, this split personality or whatever that just is all over the place. And they'll say one thing, but they don't really mean that. They basically are just, you know, double-minded. And the Bible says we're not supposed to be double-minded. Either he does want everybody to be saved, or he doesn't want everybody to be saved. And so you see all these logical inconsistencies when it comes to the Calvinist doctrine. And it's kind of funny because the Calvinists base everything on logic and man's wisdom. They love to debate and everything like that. And yet what they believe doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Does 2 plus 2 equal 4 or does it equal 5? Does God want everybody to be saved or does he not want everybody to be saved? Did he die for everybody or not? Because there's so many verses that say he died for everybody. And they'll say, well, yes, he did die for everyone, kind of, sort of. But, well, not really. He didn't die for them in a way that they could get saved, and he didn't necessarily pay for their sins, he just died for them. What does that mean? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Either he does want everybody to be saved or he doesn't. The Calvinist God is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's completely illogical. Thank you, and God bless.